From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a Dutch investigation is out on the downing of a passenger jet over Ukraine. Dutch-led criminal investigators say they have solid evidence that a Malaysian jet was shot down by a Buk missile moved into eastern Ukraine from Russia. Wilbert Paulussen, head of the Central Crime Investigation Department of the Dutch National Police, said Wednesday that communications intercepts showed pro-Moscow rebels had called for deployment of the mobile surface-to-air weapon and reported its arrival in rebel-controlled areas of eastern Ukraine. From that and other evidence collected by the joint investigation team, Paulussen told a news conference, it may be concluded MH17 was shot down by a 9M38 missile launched by a Buk brought in from the territory of the Russian Federation, and that after launch was subsequently returned to the Russian Federation. Former Israeli President and Prime Minister Shimon Peres, whose life of public service spans the life of the Israeli nation itself, has died at the age of 73. Peres suffered a severe stroke 2 weeks ago and died Wednesday in the hospital in Tel HaShomer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu paid tribute to Peres.
Shimon devoted his life to our nation and to the pursuit of peace. He set his gaze on the future. He did so much to protect our people. He worked to his last days for peace and a better future for all.
U.S. President Barack Obama said no one did more than Peres to build the alliance between the United States and Israel and described him as someone who forced people to expect more from themselves. Former President Bill Clinton said that the death of Peres, the Middle East has lost a fervent advocate for peace. This is VOA News. Airstrikes early Wednesday targeted the two largest hospitals in eastern Aleppo in Syria. The strikes temporarily knocked the hospitals out of service, further limiting medical care in a city that has been hit hard by more than 5 years of fighting. The hospitals are in the part of Aleppo held by rebels opposing President Bashar al-Assad. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the attacks. Militaries from Syria, its ally Russia, and a U.S.-led coalition are bombing targets in Syria and have blamed each other for airstrikes that hit civilian targets. Syrian forces this week announced a new offensive to try to regain control of Aleppo, and that follows the breakdown of the latest ceasefire in Syria that was meant to enable humanitarian aid deliveries to Aleppo. The U.S. Senate Tuesday failed to pass a short-term spending bill to prevent the government from shutting down this weekend. Democrats blocked the bill that would extend federal spending authority into December. The current authority expires at midnight Friday. If Congress does not act before then, non-essential government services would be suspended. Slata Chahok reports such an impasse between the two parties is not uncommon at the end of a fiscal year.
This time, Republicans and Democrats are clashing over the issue of contaminated water supply in Flint, Michigan, that has affected the health of low-income families. The Republican version of the bill, unveiled last week, did not incorporate the $220 million aid package for Flint that passed the Senate in separate legislation earlier this month. But Democrats in both chambers of Congress, as well as lawmakers from Michigan, want quicker action to help Flint families. The Flint water crisis began in 2014 and has not yet been resolved. It has affected about 100,000 people. Senate Republicans have accused Democrats of trying to create a shutdown crisis for political reasons. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
With Election Day 6 weeks away, U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump returned to the campaign trail Wednesday and gave critical reviews of each other's performance in their first head-to-head debate. Many independent analysts said Clinton won Monday's debate and could get a boost in the national polls that showed her a few points ahead of Trump. Speaking to supporters in North Carolina, Clinton cast her opponent as lacking details during the debate. Trump says that he won the debate. Indonesian authorities say they've evacuated most tourists from Mount Barujari on Lombok Island after it spewed a massive column of ash into the atmosphere. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.